Welcome back to another podcast. I'm Bob Furring, and we have a new sheriff in town. His name is Mark Galvin. He has taken over as head of security, and he is my guest today. Mark, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
We'd like to know a little bit about you, your background, and where you've come from and all. So please tell us your life story.
Briefly, I hope. I'm from London, England, as you may be able to tell from my accent. My first career was at the London Stock Exchange, working for the exchange themselves. And then I emigrated here to the US in 1989 and was looking for a change of life and lifestyle. And so I didn't want to go back into the stock market type of business. I took a job, surprisingly enough, as a security guard, just to see what it was like. And that was 26 years ago, 27 years ago now, and I've been doing it ever since. So during the last 27 years, I've worked for 9 security companies, but I've only changed jobs twice. And that's because that industry is constantly being bought out.
Well, and it's a growth industry, right?
Absolutely it is, yeah.
So what other cities in the United States have you lived in?
When I first came over, I was in San Diego for about a year, and then I built and lived up in the San Jacinto Mountains in the Anza Valley for about 12 years, and that's when I began working here in the valley, and then moved down here after that, and I've been down here in the valley ever since. So I've worked in the valley for about 25 years now.
Okay. And you oversee the company that actually drives the cars and everything.
Correct.
And they've been here approximately a year, correct?
That company has. About half of the officers that work for them have been here longer than that because they stayed here when the prior company left.
I see.
So they wanted to remain working here rather than with that particular company. So.
Sure.
So you've got a lot more experience in 1 year, fortunately.
Okay, good. And so what's your assessment of how they're doing?
I think they're doing very well. Nothing's ever 100%. And here in the Valley, every year at this time of year, staffing becomes an issue because of the tennis tournament, the concert series, and those kind of things. But all in all, I'd give them probably 95 out of 100, which would be pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's talk about the residents. How are they behaving? And do you have, suggestions? You know, summer's coming, a lot of people are leaving. And, give us your guidelines of how people can be safe.
Sure. First of all, having been here for about 7 weeks now, I've got to tell you, I've had a very, very positive experience with the homeowners. They've made me feel very welcome. Been very friendly and very open, even those to whom, unfortunately, we've given tickets. Have left my office usually with a smile and very happy about it. So that's been very good for me. As for the summer, the most important thing is for people to secure their homes. Try not to make it too obvious that the home is empty. It's a good idea to use timers to keep lights that go on and off. You may even put a timer on a television set or a radio so that there's occasionally some noise inside. That helps to make people think that you're home.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that the crooks that we come across out here in the valley during the summer months don't want is to run into anyone. So if you give them any kind of hint at all that there's someone in the house, they're going to go elsewhere. And that's what we want you to do. Mm-hmm. Plus, I would say those of us that stay here year-round, please keep your eyes open and call us if you see something that you're not sure is correct.
Yeah. You know? And in reality, the crime level here is pretty low, right?
Oh, it is. It very much is. And if you talk to Indio PD about per head crime statistics, which is how the FBI measures crime, within our walls, we would be in the lowest 5% of the countrywide crime rate. So it's
lowest
very
5%. It's
very
pretty good.
It's excellent, pretty actually. Good. You'll never get it to zero, I'm sorry to say.
But that's pretty good. Okay, anything I missed? Anything that we should talk about that I didn't think to ask?
None that I can think of.
Okay. Okay, well, if an issue arises, and mm-hmm. they do from time to time.
Absolutely.
And there's something that you would like to talk to the homeowners about, feel free to come back on. I'd be glad to interview you anytime.
So, thank you.
Until then, thank you for coming in and introducing yourself.
My pleasure.
And to the audience, thank you for listening. Until next time, bye-bye.